Texte numéro 89. Scorned, animal rights advocates in France intensify guerrilla tactics. For years, the animal rights movement, scorned by both politicians and the public in the land of foie gras, struggled to gain traction in France, Europe's biggest producer and consumer of red meat, where 1 billion animals are slaughtered a year. Animal welfare has never really been a crowd-pleasing cause among French politicians, although the public agrees that animals shouldn't be mistreated, said the co-founder of one of the country's most vocal animal rights organisations, L214 Éthique et Animaux. Mr. Macron promised to set up closed-circuit televisions in slaughterhouses and to ban the sale of eggs from caged hens by 2022, two of L214's top priorities. But while French lawmakers are debating a law on agriculture and nutrition this week, Mr. Macron's government has watered down the former campaign promises, dashing L214's hopes that they could make inroads with the support of political leaders. So its activists, taking a page from the playbook of similarly minded groups in other countries, including the United States, are stepping up a campaign of guerrilla tactics. They recently released a series of clandestinely recorded videos that showed the lack of hygiene on huge egg farms and the appalling conditions in which distressed hens are kept, plucking out one another's feathers and trampling on rotting corpses in their cages. The inspiration for these videos was Henry Spierer, the Belgian-American activist who began championing the cause of animal rights in the United States nearly 50 years ago. Mr. Spierer sought to talk to companies and institutions first, but if that did not work, he would resort to exposés of animal mistreatment in shocking newspaper ads and other public campaigns. With 50 employees and 2,000 volunteers throughout the country, the organisation has tried a mix of working with companies or institutions and pressuring them through bad publicity when negotiations don't work. While broadening public awareness, L214 has so far had only modest concrete victories. Their group forced two of France's 263 slaughterhouses to shut down after it shared a video showing thrashing horses, cows and sheep being slaughtered while semi-conscious. The public outcry compelled the government to investigate the country's slaughterhouses and to acknowledge problems in 30% of them, including unsafe workplace conditions and a failure to follow slaughtering rules. One of the group's most recognisable campaigns targeted the premium foie gras producer Ernest Soulard, which they accused of mistreating geese in a 2013 video that showed many of the birds looking distressed and hurt. However, in the first ever trial of a producer of foie gras accused of cruelty against animals, Ernest Soulard was cleared of any wrongdoing. But acclaimed chefs still stopped buying the delicacy from the company. Adapted from the New York Times, May 2018.